Realize that inventions are the result of the materialization of human thoughts. Realize that inventions are the result of the materialization of human thoughts. Many people try to achieve something in the realm of thoughts, but they give up when difficulties arise. However, when you understand these principles, and if you are diligent in applying the principles, the results will be forthcoming. The law is that whatever you hold in your consciousness to be true, if you truly believe it, will come to pass. Lord Jesus said, "Whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing it shall be so." So therefore, what is a prayer, or what is a visualization? But the giving of a form to a concept in your mind, to an idea. And when you believe that form, and when you visualize that form in your consciousness, you give it the power to materialize. The form materializes first on the subtle plane, and then by the laws of vibrational affinity, by the fact that like attracts like, the concept attracts the physical atoms, and ultimately the very object that you were seeking unto you and into the material plane. It is for this reason that certain psychological states have their definite effect upon the physical body. People are able to will themselves to be sick or will themselves to be healthy, and this has certainly been proven by medical science as well. Your consciousness and your thoughts have a direct effect upon your body. And when you are able to bring these ideas and thoughts down to earth to crystallize them in a greater degree of concentration, then you will also be able to cause your thoughts to take effect in the material plane. All of this occurs according to the laws of vibrational affinity. Remember that all of creation is no more than the marriage of energy and intelligence. You have the intelligence, the idea, the concept of what you want to express, and you marry it to the form and to the substance, and then you create a form. Harmonious living is the result of harmonious thoughts and feelings, and when you have balance in your life and in your thought world, you will naturally attract those things to you. There is really no difference between thought and matter, except that matter is the objective form, or the clothing of thought. The thought is the astral, subtle blueprint that forms itself into endless material forms. Everything in the creation is either a manifestation of man's thoughts or God's thoughts. In reality, everything is God's thoughts, because God is all that there is. And so, therefore, man cannot think an original thought, for God is the author of every thought and the author of the idea of thinking. But all that man can do is tune into the thoughts that already vibrate in the ether or in space and that correspond to God's will and bring them into manifestation. In dreams, you're able to create the world out of your thoughts, and the forms materialize right then and there, meaning that if you hit your dream head against a dream wall, you're going to feel dream pain. In much the same way, this world is only an objective dream. But you do not think that you are dreaming. If we told you in a dream that you were dreaming, you would not think that you were dreaming either. So there is really no difference. Only when you wake up from the dream do you recognize that it was all an hallucination. And you can remember that you were the one that created all the people, all the rooms, all the worlds. When you wake up from the dream, for everything in your dreams is a manifestation of your consciousness. Now you may ask, if everything is a manifestation of my consciousness, then why am I not able to will things into existence right away? Our answer to that is that if you thoroughly believed and understood that the light behind you was the force of creation in all things, then you could. If you saw a statue before you, and you tried to dematerialize that statue with your thoughts by saying that it did not exist, then of course that would not work. But if you understood that the statue were only statues, or statue was only a crystallization or materialization of somebody else's thoughts, and understood how the thought created the form, and were able to merge with the idea of dematerialization in your consciousness, and thoroughly believe that that were so, that the statue was dematerialized, Then you would be able to dematerialize it to your consciousness and to the consciousness of all others. Just as if you destroy a form, you cannot destroy the thought that created the form. So can you always rearrange the statue? So we say, it is difficult perhaps to destroy a statue by thinking that it is not there, but that is because you have not learned to function in the realm of consciousness yet. But you can certainly take an axe and destroy the statue. In the future, as you begin to interiorize your consciousness, you will be able to learn how to work with a subtle state and subtler states of beings and materialize physical events according to your thoughts. In order to do this, you must begin practicing with these laws of consciousness and the laws of vibration in terms of your mental images. So therefore, the first step is to create a mental image in your mind of what situation it is in which you want to find yourself. If you need a new job, for instance, or if you need more money, then you have to visualize the opulence of the Lord coming in and filling that position. Much as God fills your being with his presence and makes you alive, so can you fill a concept with the presence of your awareness and bring it into actual physical manifestation. For matter, as we have mentioned before, is only the clothing of thought. If you create a mental concept strongly enough, then it will manifest outwardly in your affairs. You are doing it all the time. If you apply for a job and are striving to get it, then of course you are thinking about the job in your mind, and it will soon out-manifest in your affairs. This does not mean that you can sit down in a room and say, I want a job, and not do anything and still find the job. But you can visualize the experience of acquiring the position that you desire and can always feed that concept in your mind. But you cannot be an engineer if you do not have the qualifications to be an engineer, so thus you must prepare yourself so that you can fill the position that you seek. Thus, a concerted effort is required between actually going about physically getting what you want and visualizing what you want in order to materialize it. If you need a car, for example, and you have not got the money for the car, then you can visualize that the car will be coming into your life. See the car all the time. Visualize the color that you want, exactly what the car looks like, the color wheels, what size they are, how much horsepower the car has, how many miles per gallon it gets, etc. If you want a Volvo, for instance, and you visualize the Volvo all the time, even to the color of the upholstery within the car and to the kind of radio, then the thought form will become stronger and stronger on the subtle plane. You attract things into your life due to the laws of vibrational affinity. But if you have any doubt or disbelief that the visualization will come to pass, then the law will work for you by not working, because whatever you believe to be true will manifest outwardly in your affairs. If you do not believe that the law will work, it will work for you by not working. So therefore, you must always keep in mind that you must not allow any doubt to enter in. Otherwise, you will destroy the thought form as quickly as you built it up. Furthermore, if you want something, such as a car, you also have to recognize that maybe 10 people want the same car. And then if their thoughts are stronger than yours are, they will get the car before you will. If a number of different people want the same object, then only the person whose thoughts are more powerful than the combined thoughts of the others will obtain the object. It must be attracted by the most powerful thoughts. However, if you realize that the presence of God dwells within you, and you visualize that presence of God flowing into you and filling your entire body with its light, with its radiance, with its healing power, and furthermore, if you take that presence of God that is within you and fill the idea of the object of your desire with that presence, then the object will come into manifestation more quickly. And always say, Father, thy will be done in and through me, not my will, that this thing may come to pass, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And what you ask for must always be in the consciousness of service and gratitude. Never ask for anything selfishly, because it will not come to pass. And if it does come to pass, the karmic consequences will come along with it. Thus, whatever you use in a state of selfishness, whatever you use in a state of selfishness will always bear with it a selfish karma or a selfish reaction, so that the result will only be suffering in the end. Our first and our most important focus of attention must always be the God within us, the mighty I Am presence. And when we have secured our attention to that, then all things will be added unto us. I am the mighty activity of prosperity coming forth into my life and bringing divine harmony and divine order in all that I perceive, in all that I do. This is a very important affirmation. I am the mighty activity of prosperity coming forth into my life and bringing divine harmony and divine order in all that I perceive, in all that I do. This is very important as an affirmation, I repeat, because when you fill your consciousness with affirmations, you actually rearrange the thought patterns in your mind. And if previously you were a creature given to doubt, given to fear, given to weakness, then by the power of affirmations, by the power of the spoken word, you will be able to create the condition in your consciousness that you wish to manifest outwardly in your earthly affairs. If you are weak, always affirm to yourself, I am the mighty strength of God flowing in, through and around me, in all things that I see, say, and do. I am the mighty strength of God flowing in, through and around me, in all things that I say and do. And thus you will be able to call upon that power. You will be qualifying the mighty force of the I Am presence with that quality, and it will then begin to work within your world. Realize furthermore that the power of visualization has no strength unless you actually feel it within yourself. You must call upon the mighty presence of the life within you, which is God, which is omnipresent and omnipotent. Call upon that presence so that you may feel its activity in your life and in your world. And as you begin to feel the presence and the power of the light, you will become that upon which you meditate, and it will begin to work for you. But mere intellectual statements without the psychic, without the inner feeling nature, have no power and will not bring the results that you require or that you desire. Also, it is best, if you are using this exercise to bring about a certain condition in your life, to keep your work to yourself and not to tell other people about it. Because if they do not believe what you are doing, their thoughts may try to interfere with your thoughts, and it will create disturbance in the form that you are trying to create. Also, never try, under any circumstances, to use these principles to harm anyone or to bring anything less than the perfection into your life or into the lives of other people. For otherwise, the negative result will be 10 times more powerful toward you. If you think a negative thought about someone else, that negative quality has to pass through you in order to manifest into your affairs. Moreover, it is not the will of God that you should be able to cause people to suffer, and thus the suffering will return back upon you tenfold in order that you may recognize the sin of causing other people to suffer. The most important times to practice these visualization techniques are in the morning upon awakening, when your consciousness is very fresh and strong, and also before you go to sleep. These are the most important times to visualize those things which you want to bring into your affairs and into your circumstances. If you hold the concept very strongly of what you want before you go to sleep, and you fill it with the power of the I Am presence, and you fill it with the positivity that you will achieve what you want, and if that is the last thought that you hold before going to sleep, it will begin to work through your subconscious mind during the entire period that you are asleep. Then, if you reaffirm the statement upon awakening, it will solidify that concept. One step further, you must hold the concept as many times as you can during the day. But once you do this practice and you visualize the thing that you want to have manifest in your life, you should then let it alone and not think of it continually all day long. Because as you begin to think about it and reason about it, then you may begin to cloud that initial concept with many other thoughts and perhaps even doubts and fears. Thus, it is best to hold the concept in the morning and upon going to sleep, and also 3 times a day to hold the concept once again, maybe for 3 or 4 minutes at a time, and then to completely forget about it and allow the astral forces to work to bring it into manifestation. Do not always worry about when the concept is going to manifest. If a farmer plants a seed in the ground and he takes it out every day to see whether it has begun to sprout, it will never sprout. And if it does sprout, it will be very unhealthy seed indeed because of all the disturbance. You must allow the thought fields and the etheric energies to flow around the concept that you want, to give it life and to vivify it, that it can manifest in your world and in your affairs. Furthermore, when you go to God to ask for something, never, under any circumstances, ask with the consciousness of a beggar, but always realize that you are an immortal son of God. And since he is the supreme king, God, you have a right as his heir. You are his rightful heir, and thus you can receive all the good things that are his. You must always live in the consciousness that you are a divinity, that the mighty presence of life of God lives within you, and never allow doubt and fear and superstition and weakness to enter in. If you allow weakness to enter into your life, by the very nature of your thoughts creating your life, you will allow that quality to act in you and around you. It is the most important task for a disciple on the path to learn to master and control his feeling and thought world. And only when he eradicates all thoughts of selfishness, of weakness, of fear, of doubt, of revenge, and replaces them with thoughts of strength, divinity, of his rightful sonship to the divine source, with the realization that he is the living activity of God in action, then will he begin to manifest the fruits of the Spirit, which are peace, divine joy, and power. He will begin to be uplifted, and he will begin to uplift the state of mankind and of the whole universe, and then he will become a source of light and peace for all those that come near him. And the universe will bow to his wish, for the universe is the humble servant of the force we call love, which is the living power and activity of God in action. And thus you must learn to establish King Love on the throne of your hearts. And when this King Love begins to manifest through all your activities, it will create, through the laws of vibrational affinity, love, harmony, divine order, and divine power in all that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of this discourse. God bless you all, Muslims, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, and Hindus.